everybody else who has maybe like you.
Well, thank you. It does help.
Yes, it does.
I was noticing the doll earlier. Is it a porcelain or china?
It's china. She's disc. Disc.
Huh.
Uh-huh. That really is the Winifred doll, the cousin that I raised. Mine is off in the hospital. She's been in the hospital nearly a year.
Oh, no.
They've even made a new dress. My niece has it. And she does really. She does have a little doll hospital. And the dolls are very much alike. But mine was when I was about 12, and Winifred was when she was, I reckon, about 8 or 9, somewhere along the way. But it was a long time to see difference in the ages, but the dolls were just exactly alike, almost alike. One had light hair and one had dark hair.
That's
must have been made by the same people.
Yeah. Well, was yours a Christmas present?
Mine was a Christmas present, and I don't know whether Winifred was or not, but I guess it was.
Really pretty. The complexions on those dolls are so nice.
Yes, uh-huh. Mine needed a new arm, and a leg was disconnected up here, and well, she needed to go to the hospital.
Can they make arms to match that?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. Well, I don't know whether she found one to match it, but she said that she could get new arms, this cousin, mm-hmm. this fictional. I haven't seen her since she's been in the hospital.
You didn't go visit her?
No, I haven't been to visit her at all. But I think I'll see her Sunday. We were having a Lang reunion.
Oh.
And I think she'll be there, and I think she'll bring my daughter, if you call her.
Well, I hope so. I hope she's all well.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. We were on the sentences where you just put in a
yes.
word.
Mm-hmm.
You might say that, I thought you what coming with us?
I thought you were coming with us.
Okay, and we weren't going to town when it started to rain.
We were not going to town.
Okay, and if I asked you if you still do many things, you could answer by saying, yes, there's quite a lot of things I do.
Oh yes, there's plenty of things I do.
Okay, and if I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I could say, what color, what those roses?
What color roses?
Just what color are or what color is?
Oh, what color are those roses?
And you could answer by saying the roses.
The roses are red, white, and blue.
Okay,
I have a sort of blue rose.
Well, you surely have a lot of beautiful plants in your yard.
Oh, I just love flowers. That's all I want to do is to bring them in and take them out. Those things have been in a house over 2 weeks. Now, believe it or not.
2 weeks?
Yes, over 2 weeks. But a Sunday, 2 weeks ago, I carried them over to my niece's son's school room. And then I went over, and they were still pretty, and I couldn't throw them away, so I brought them back, and I put them right there. Of course, they dropped a lot of their flowers.
What are those?
Azaleas.
That's an azalea.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, it's just beautiful.
I reached the daylight and you could see my Japanese azaleas out there. I'm so proud of those. I bought them last year. This is the first time. They were in bloom when I bought them. They were little plants then. Now they're like this.
What color do they do? What color do they do?
Well, some of them are white with a pink strap in them. And some of them are pink with what's called holes and holes. One piece and another one, you know.
Oh.
Not exactly double, but almost double. Two petals together. Pink and white.
Mm.
Very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But blooming when all the others are gone is what I like about them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, your zinnias are early, aren't they?
And, well, I don't know, but that bed is a marvel. In the early spring, a colored man took out the hedge that I had, that wax myrtle, and he dug